The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you're listening to. Today, we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
The Prophet says there are 10 things, though, of the dunya that this person will get, and there are 10 things of the akhirah that this person will get. Inshallah, we'll go through these tonight quickly. He says, 10 of them in the dunya, 10 of them in the akhirah. As for those that are in the dunya, number one, hub of my Ahlul Bayt is going to have the benefit of az-zuhd fi dunya. Wow. Love of Ahlul Bayt will entail the fact that I'm not too interested in this dunya. The next one, a person who loves Ahlul Bayt saw how they lived their lives, how they were with people. That individual will have al-ya'su mimma fi aydin nas. This is one of my favorites because it reflects proper tawheed and tawakkul in Allah. Person who loves Ahlul Bayt and looks at Ahlul Bayt sees that the Ahlul Bayt, where was their hope in? Their hope was only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was it. And if they had hope in people, it's because they know Allah channels. Allah channels His grace through the people. So they didn't have hope in al-ya'su mimma fi aydin nas, that which is in the hands of the people. Have you noticed like someone's counting their hundreds and you just take a look at that? You seen that guy who's driving that car, you just take a look at it, you're like, man, you know? And you might put your hope in this person. I say salam to somebody more warmly because that person has more. Maybe some of that will rub off on me. Things like that. We have hadiths for these brothers and sisters. This goes against tawheed. This goes against tawakkul. You think that this person is going to help you? This, of course, does not mean that when people help us out, when we get services from people, we don't thank them. We have hadith for this as well. You've all heard it, right? That famous line, "Man lam yashkur al-khalq, lam yashkur al-khaliq." The one who doesn't say thank you to the Khalq, the creation of Allah, has as if has not said thank you to Allah Himself. At the end of the day, we will acknowledge all of this, all right? Don't be weird, people. Let's not be weird. Someone gives something to me. Thank Allah. Who are you? You're but a channel through which grace flows. That doesn't mean like you talking classical English. You belong somewhere else. What are you talking about? No, you thank some. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you for, they said the Prophet would go to people's homes, he would eat at their homes, he would thank them for the food that they've done, made for them, for him. Yes. But will I have my hope in that? That's a different story. Al-ya'su mimma fi aydin nas. Ya's means to be hopeless. I don't have hope in with it. This person can help me. Once again, 15-year-old, 18-year-old, 22-year-old. This is something to remember and work on. And trust me, Allah will give you enough experiences through life where slowly you will reach this point, inshallah, if you're a person who has taqwa. Allah will slowly teach us that, look, these are not the ones you put your hope in. I'm the one you put your hope in. It is a learning curve. Can't walk out of this lecture and expect that now I have tawakkul the way that the Prophet talked, because I heard this hadith now. When we hear these things, oh, these are things that we move towards and work towards. Why? Because I love the Ahlul Bayt. Why do I love them? Because they're my role models. Well, what do you do with a role model? You follow them. وَالْحِفْظُ لِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَنَهْيِهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The next one, number 8, is that I observe the amr of Allah and the nahi of Allah, the wajib of Allah and the haram of Allah. I am very strict about these things. Ayatullah Bahjat, he says, if I go all the way to the hudud, the limits of, to the border of Iraq for Karbala and Ziyarat. But if I have to do gunah to get in, I'm not going to do that. If I have to disobey Allah, if I have to disobey Allah to get in, I won't do that. That's how great the disobedience of Allah is. The hadith says, don't look at how small the guna, the sin is. Look at how great the one you disobeyed is. And this is the Ahlul Bayt teaching us these things. The wajib and haram of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If anything was going to help us more, I want you to pay attention to this line. If anything was going to help us more in getting close to Allah or was going to put us farther away from Allah, Allah would make that thing wajib or haram. And then here we are thinking that, okay, the wajib and haram is for others, the normal people. I'm special. I'm looking for that special ingredient. That's I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not registering what's being said. If it's super important, Allah's going to make it wajib. And if it's super harmful, He's going to make it haram. What are we looking for? I don't know what we're looking for. It's just that, you know, it gets boring. I agree. Who likes doing cardio for the rest of their lives? No, it's all about the bench press. I mean, I'll skip leg day probably, but like it's all about chest day. It's all about biceps and triceps, correct? Who likes to do cardio all their life? But then the dude that does the bench press and all that, but he's just eating and eating as well, and like they look as fat as everybody else. I'm sorry, it's gonna be boring, but you gotta clean up your diet. You gotta do some cardio as well to like, you know, chisel out, you know, the fat, and you can, yeah. That which builds this individual at the end of the day, yeah, is the boring stuff. So wajib and haram, sometimes we're like, oh, it's repetitive. But yes, Allama Tabatabai, he says, the hardest, do you want to know what the hardest asceticism is? The hardest riyazat is? Yes, we have in Farsi, we have the word murtaz, these ascetics, correct? The ones that are like in these Hindu gurus and stuff. They'll do something for 40 days, 40 weeks, 40 months. Allama Tabatabai says, you know what's harder than that? To live a religious life, because you have to live it till the grave. No cheat days, no off days. Oh Allah, today, one night is not 1,000 nights. Huh. As a matter of fact, this one time that Allah is watching, that is gonna push you 1,000 nights. If you pass your test, and you're probably going to fall behind, and you fail your test. Police officer pulls you over at the stop sign, red light, you pass the red light. Oh, police officer, you don't understand though. There's 100 other red lights that I actually stopped at. This is one. He's going to be rolling on the floor, you know, laughing at you while he's writing a ticket, of course. Number 9, bughd ad-dunya, that these people don't like the dunya. Why? The dunya is going to be something that is dangerous for them because they're afraid every moment they might just go the wrong way and before you know it, their akhirah is sold for their dunya. And finally, al-ashira, as-sakha, generosity. What do they say? That Imam Hasan gave away all of his wealth how many times? 2 or 3 times in his lifetime. That's something. That's next level. Well, of course, they'll do that because number one, they have al-hirsu ala al-amal and they will work hard and regain whatever they... And number two, this generosity that they have is a manifestation of Allah's mercy and rahmah and generosity. They are a mirror through which we see Allah's light. All right, so having said all of that, these are 10 things that they have. Who? The lovers of Ahlul Bayt. Does that mean if I don't have it, I don't have love? No. As I said in the beginning, those of you who might have come later, the love of Ahlul Bayt itself, inshallah, will do wonders. But it seems, according to this and other hadiths that we have, that the Imams, the Holy Prophet, they have an expectation. They say, you're my lover. I want to see these in you.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حالي حكيم متين شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.